Hey everybody, this is Dvir from the Cryptosphere and welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to do an ICO review of Nuggets, but before that I just like to do a quick reminder that I'm doing right now. I'm giving away $500 worth of Bitcoin to anybody that to people that follow me on social media. So I'll put the link in the description. Just make sure to check it out, the giveaway. I mean, it's basically really easy. Basically, I bribe you to following me on social media. You know, it's free. You can share it with your friends. You can subscribe to the email list. You can share that on Facebook group, Reddit, Telegram groups if you have any. And yeah, this is just me bribing, trying to help back the community, give back to the community and help grow the channel. So check out the link in the description. All right, so Nuggets popped up today on ICO drops and I just thought I'll take a quick look at it. And this is my unbiased opinion. Now, before we get started, I'd just like to do a quick financial disclaimer. This is not financial advice in any way, shape or form. I'm not a financial advisor. Investing in cryptocurrencies is incredibly risky. You can lose most or all of your money. This is not a buy, a hold, or sell recommendation. Please do your own research and read the disclaimer for more info. All right, so let's jump right into it. So basically, Nuggets is trying to transform the way you buy, log in, and verify your identity online. So it's another identity ICO. So basically, what we have right now is we have had so many ICOs lately that have been trying to solve the problem of identity, which is an important problem. So helping you kind of with logging, passwords, that sort of thing. So they're trying to use here biometric, you don't know passwords, and they're trying to create this app. Now you have to understand that these guys are competing against so many people, and the idea is like so. I mean, it's not such a huge life-changing idea. So they have like so much competition. There have been so many ICOs recently in the sphere of data information, you know, like identity, passwords, logging, that sort of thing. So they're just way behind. I really didn't like that. Now, besides that, if you actually look at the token metrics, they're really bad. I mean, they're raising 30 million for 35% of the tokens. They got 20% bonus on the pre-sale. So they're raising money at the valuation of like $90 million or $88 million, which is absolutely insane. In my opinion, again, not financial advice. I think it's really blown out of proportion, to be honest, for what they're building. I don't think they really need that much money. So right now they have an alpha that they released in the last quarter, and then they're gonna have the ICO start in May 31st, and then they're gonna have the token distribution in July. Now it doesn't say on the roadmap when they're gonna release the main product, when they're gonna launch the mainnet, whatever, which is a red flag. I just couldn't find it, so I don't know. I mean, they claim to have a prototype. I don't know. And then also the website design is pretty basic. I could have made the website look like this. Just wasn't impressed with that. Not that it matters that much, but it does matter. Now, let me show you the team. All right. So the founders basically come from reputable companies. You know, they're associated with Microsoft, Skype, Xbox. Same thing here, Skype and Microsoft. And then this guy, Adi Ben-Ari, he has some experience in blockchain, but not strong experience. So, I mean, they're smart people, but I just didn't see anything that really blew me away. So if you look here at the founder, he worked before at Skype, creative director. And that's pretty much the main thing that pops up about him. And then here, the other co-founder, she worked at Microsoft. UB, we see, and Skype. So she has that going for her. And we got here the CTO, which is kind of interesting. He started 3 years ago an applied blockchain company, well, according to LinkedIn at least, that they help companies with blockchain solutions development. And if you look on their website, they have some pretty impressive clients like Vodafone, Toyota, United Nations. So pretty cool stuff. Then they have partners, but partners doesn't really mean anything. I wouldn't really count on this. So they look like smart people. You see this guy's here. But then again, he didn't develop any cryptocurrencies that I know of. So I just thought the team was good, but I didn't think it was like, wow. I thought it was like not mediocre, but a bit above, but not that much above. Now, if you look here at the advisors, like this guy was an advisor for Bluezelle, Power Ledger, Simple Token, Kanya, right? And these did fairly well. Now, let me see. ICO drops. Let's look, for example, ICO drops / air swap. Let me see if I can find it. So here's AirSwap. Right now it's under ICO price in Bitcoin, so it wasn't a good ICO. And then PowerLedger and BlueZelle were good ICOs, but then I know Vibrate, I never heard of it, and Kanya also. So it's like he had some like pretty good projects that he was an ICO of. And let me see if there's anyone else here. We got this guy that claims to do the first, to claim to publish the first cryptocurrency that was 100% proof of stake in 2014. I looked at it online, it looks pretty dead. I mean, market cap's like $22 million, you know, went out, down over time Bitcoin-wise. Been around for 4 years though, which is really impressive, basically since forever. Yeah, so just nothing that I was that impressed with. They just have so many people here as advisors as well, right? All these are advisors. Oh, this is confusing. So yeah, this is just confusing. They do have a prototype. Let me jump here to the token metrics. So they have a prototype, no strong previous blockchain experience. I thought the team was a 3 out of 4. I thought it was good. The advisors were like, okay. The idea, I gave it only a 1 out of 3 just because, again, so much competition. It's unoriginal. They didn't mention when they're going to relaunch the token, when they're going to launch the project. Then they have a lot of members on Telegram. They have 25,666, which is a lot. Probably ran some bounty program. And yeah, that's pretty much sums it up. They also had something related to Bob. Let me see if I can pull it up for you. Okay, I can't find it right now. Yeah, I also saw some connection. I can't really see where I found. I can't find it right now. But they were basically associated with this cryptocurrency as well. It's worth right now $37 million. I think one of the advisors created this project or he advised this. Excuse me, I can't find it right now. Let me see if I can find it still. No, it doesn't show up in the search. So again, just mediocre, you know. Just another mediocre ICO. I think that the token metrics are totally blown out of proportions. And it just looks like they're trying to raise like a lot of money on the ICO. And I mean, I couldn't find like a date for them to launch the product. So it doesn't look like they care about it that much. So again, not financial advice. This is just what I thought about the project. They're against so much competition. I think this, like the login identity niche is so saturated. They have like, and they're way behind everybody, right? And they don't have a date on when they're going to launch this. So I'm very skeptical about the project. And then the market cap is like, the token metrics aren't good. So I'm not excited. Again, guys, if you enjoyed, smash the likes and subscribe for more videos like this. And yo, let's go to the giveaway, you know, just make sure to compete in that if you want to have a chance to get some free Bitcoin money. Okay, much love. See you guys. Bye bye.